Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Little switch up on things today. We're going to do something that we don't normally do today, but we're going to do it now.
Are you ready?
This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. How goes it?
It goes well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm having this thing. I'm thinking of this thing. See, like my striker fired gun of choice is the SIG P320,
which we geeked out about 1 week.
Yes, yeah. But yeah. I'm curious now because, you know, the SIG P320 when it first came out after it won the contract. Now it didn't happen until they won the contract with the military. And then a bunch of guys started finding a way to drop it on one of, I think there's like 67 million axes that you could drop a gun on at any given time, just depending on where it lands. And I may be a little off on that number, but some guys found a way to drop it on a certain axes and it would go off. And then they started hitting it in that point of contact with a hammer and it started going off. So then they said, it's not drop safe. So at that time, you know, SIG came out and said, well, send us all the guns and we'll make them drop safe. And then they sent the guns back. And then when you would pull the trigger on the gun, the rear end would raise up a little bit and come back down. And then the trigger would break and then you fired a shot. And then I sold every one of those guns that I had sent back to them and got away from the platform for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and since then, now, we haven't heard any more about that. Now, the YouTubers got out there, and they made that happen. The YouTubers were doing that. It was trendy.
Right.
But now they've come back, and now the, you know, you would think in the amount of time they've been out there that the SIG platform would refine it. I'm sure SIG Sauer's known for their quality and everything else. They have issues with new products, like when the P365 first came out, the first iteration was not exactly great. So now with the SIG P320, though, I'm reading about these police officers who somehow or other have them go off in their holster.
Hmm.
And the way they're describing it is it'll just be sitting there and suddenly it'll go off. And I'm
no drop, no nothing.
No drop, no nothing. It's going off in their holster. Now, my first thought is, given the way the YouTubers normally react, I would have thought some intrepid YouTuber would have grabbed this and figured out how to create that. But the thing is, I've heard about like three of them in Pittsburgh and a few of them in Milwaukee and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Nowhere else where they've got the gun. They without a doubt, have had a few issues with the M17 and the M18, and a couple of armorers communicate with me, and they figured out workarounds. They make them work.
Mm-hmm.
So, what am I to make of this? I mean, I know, for example, and I know this because I know range owners.
Right.
And I support law enforcement. See, guys support it so much. And yet they tell me the ones that listen the least when they come out on the range are the police officers.
Right.
Because they develop this big... the big casual with their weapon, because it's something they carry on them all the time. They carry that and handcuffs and flashlight and, you know, baton and all the other stuff they carry. Why is it that only police officers are having SIG P320s go off in the holster?
I pulled up an article
Yeah.
On this. And this is from Milwaukee. This is 7 days ago.
Right.
They mentioned the 2017 SIG when the 320 came out and was having the drop safety issues, and SIG fixed all those. They say that's not the situation. This one says, Andrew Wagner, Milwaukee Police Association, said this isn't the first time, and we have major concerns about this duty weapon. The Milwaukee Police Association notified the city it planned to sue to remove the gun in 2021 after an officer was hurt in July 2020. Here's the kicker. Police said the holstered gun went off after a brief struggle.
Oh.
So that makes me think one of two things. It was an older model 320 that didn't get sent back in 2017 to get fixed, and maybe he landed on it wrong. Or if there was a brief struggle, there's no telling what got in that trigger guard. If it was a struggle, I mean, it said it was holstered. It was a holstered gun that went off after a brief struggle. And then they say they don't know why. And here's the thing. You know, we talked about the Alec Baldwin incident. With today's technology and these crime labs, all you got to do is send this gun off to them, and they'll tell you exactly the only way that gun would have fired. You know?
Right.
They're going to be able to tell you the trigger went off. So I don't think there's a whole lot of information, because I'm kind of scanning through this and there's not a whole lot more information that says the union counts at least four other accidental discharges since that one. Since they switched to the weapon in 2019. Well, that tells me right there, if they switched to the weapon in 2019, unless they were buying used ones, which police forces, they don't do that, they were getting the repaired drop safety issue one. So they're getting the good one. But that's 1,600 guns and four incidents of accidental discharges. So the percentages are pretty low. And I think before a news network, and this is kind of a libelous issue on the news situation, right?
Right.
They're automatically saying the gun's malfunctioning, but they're saying in this article, we don't know why it went off. Well, if you don't know why it went off, why do you as a news entity feel like it's okay for you to say the gun is faulty? You know, yeah, that's a major libel issue right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like you or I saying, you know, Glocks shoot people because it's the gun, and it just jumps off the counter and shoots people,
right,
and it's the gun's fault.
Right.
And I'm being sarcastic. This is sarcasm, everyone.
Yes.
I don't want Glock to come to me.
No.
Without knowing the entire situation. It's just somebody got shot with a Glock and died. Well, you know, Glock shoot people off the table. You know, it's just ridiculous for a media outlet. And this is Fox, too.
Fox is just copy and paste. The Fox is copy and paste. There's no investigative reporting going on there. No critical thinking.
Even if it's the AP, that's one thing where it kind of maybe we geek out on laws of being in the media. You and I have both been doing it for years. You have to be very, very careful on what you say about people or even items or brands or anything like that, because you can get sued in a heartbeat for libel or slander.
Well, you can look stupid. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I'll tell you how I look stupid.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
And but you're right. Yeah, you have to. But I mean, I guess that matters if you have any integrity that you want to actually put out something that's factual or something like that.
Right. Yep.
So, I don't know. I just find that interesting. With all of the SIG P320s that are out there that are having issues with. And the other thing I'll tell you in the next segment, I'll tell you, I had the opposite issue on the range this past weekend with a SIG M18 that I have built way out there. And it had more to do with I didn't even think this was a thing.
Wow.
But before we get to that, MGS Trade School right now with the promo code FOOL, you get how much off on your tuition there?
You get 22% off, and you've got till September 30th to utilize that.
Well, we may have to have another thing like that for October. I don't know. Well, anyway, this is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is also Geek Out with Zeke Stout, so I'm joined once again from beautiful Tennessee. Where are you worried about tornadoes or hurricanes where you're at?
No, it's going to miss us. It looks like it.
I'm in South Carolina, and they've already declared an emergency in South Carolina. And I mean, I'm as far away from the coast as I can get and still be in South Carolina.
So I tell you what. I guarantee you, back to the media conversation.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, every chance the media has to call a state of emergency ever since COVID, they're going to do it.
Well, it's something new to talk about. But let's get back to the let's talk about the media thing, and then we'll move on to the other stuff and everything else. So,
yeah.
When the Aurora, when that shooting in Aurora, Colorado happened, James Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At that time, I was doing a webcast podcast, brand new for Gun Owners of America. And back then, I used Stick'em as my streaming, video streaming, for the people that wanted to watch a radio show, which I still laugh about today. And normally, on that, if I had like 30 people, I felt like the big kahuna. But that night, right after the Aurora shooting, when everybody was all on fire about that and everything, Eric Pratt and Larry Pratt were going to be on a plane, and they put out a bulletin. For more information about the Aurora shooting, go here, and they put out my Stick'em streaming site. So all of a sudden, I'm there, and I'm getting ready to do the show, and all of a sudden, I'm just looking at the comments coming in. It's like rapid fire, and I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking, how many have I got in here? I had 80,000 people in the chat room. I could not answer everything, and everything I said about that shooting was, of course, I was going by the first blush that came out of that he was armored, that he used gas, that he was invulnerable, that he killed hundreds of people, all this other stuff. I'm saying all that, and I spent the next 2 weeks doing retractions because I jumped the gun on that.
Yeah.
And I jumped the gun on it primarily because of this mass of people that were looking for some sort of information on this. And I could have, later on, what I should have done is I should have said, as details come, I will be putting out right now, this is what we got, and this is not confirmed or denied. And gone with that. But no, I was out there saying he was, you know, I was like, do they develop armor for the legs? I didn't ever have, no armor existed for the legs. I was wondering about that, you know. I was wondering what kind of special exotic gas he had made and all this other stuff. And then I spent I've never done that since then.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to go on the retraction treadmill?
Not really. From the get-go, because when we started talking last, that was my first foray into the podcast media world, I was running two Latino radio station, and that's okay. Where Talking Lead started. Talking Lead started on a Mexican radio station. Well, we recorded there. It wasn't on the air there. But I knew the rules for libel and slander and all this other stuff, and I was constantly on to the DJs to make sure, you know, if they talk about a current event, make sure they have their facts right from a reputable source before they did anything or said anything. So I knew about that stuff, but there's been many times ever since COVID, I think the media just took all those rules and threw them out the window, which is probably going to lead to a lot of lawsuits, especially stuff like this starts coming out with SIG and other people, not just in the gun world, in any world. You know, oh, this girl used the lipstick and got face cancer from it, you know, and it's the lipstick's fault just because I'm correlating. It's kind of like the correlation of in summer, there are more violent crimes. In summer, there is more sales of ice cream. So more sales of ice cream leads to violent crimes. No, that's not how that works. But people are just correlating things that might happen to happen. So, you know, if a girl uses a lipstick and then she gets face cancer, you can't exactly say it's the lipstick's fault. You know, it's just like this. You know, there was a struggle and the gun went off. Well, we need to know how that gun went off. Was the trigger pulled? Was something, you know, got into the trigger guard and they were struggling? Was the gun actually drawn and two people were fighting for it and the trigger got pulled? Or was there an actual, you know, accident that happened? You know, which you and I have discussed before, you know, there's no accident. This is negligence when a gun goes off, unless there is a mechanical malfunction. It's kind of like, I'm going to hold off saying anything until I know all the facts. And a lot of people aren't doing that anymore. They're just blurting out anything and everything, and then they have to retract everything. When it's easier just to sit back and wait, and eventually the facts will start coming out. That was just like the Alec Baldwin thing, you know.
Well, but the Alec Baldwin thing. Now, one thing I can say with a high degree of confidence, the media knew as much about how a gun operates as Alec Baldwin did. So when he was out there saying the gun just went off, I mean, we've been hearing a steady diet of that for years. The gun went off.
Yep.
You know. Beyond that, you know. And they went with that. They rode with that. They gave him those props. And then certain reports came out where it said, well, no, actually the hammer was pulled back and then the trigger had to be pulled in order for that to actually discharge a round. Then he was like, no, it went off.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, when that came out, okay, you have scientists that analyze that firearm and have determined through their investigation, this is how it went off. All right, now you have facts. Talk about it, you know. But people were making things based off conjecture, you know, taking a little bit of facts here and there and making a decision on what exactly happened.
Anyway, I look at that stuff. And I did, you know, when I think about that stuff and when I think about the retraction, and now, you know, most of the time, with the gun community, what I'm trying to do within my show is when I'm talking monologue, I'm trying to talk about things that do affect, you know, I look at what the left does, and the left does this, they do one template and apply it in everything they want, in climate change, gun control, you know, taking money, taxation, controlling everything. And the pandemic was the big thing. That was the big thing that, and you pointed that out, that the pandemic led to a lot of inaccuracy. They would just print, and everybody would just suck it up because a lot of people like to be afraid. And talking about emergencies being declared and everything, well, hey, we get to be afraid now. We got an emergency. How bad is this going to be? Blah, blah, blah. You know, how many people do you forecast are going to die?
If you're afraid, you stay home. If you stay home, you watch more TV. You watch more TV, you see more commercials. You see more commercials, you buy more stuff.
And there'd probably be a surge in CNN's viewership besides at the airport. Coming up on the next break, MGS Trade School. This is where you can go and learn a new trade. It will cost you, it doesn't cost, with their discount that they got right now, it's about the same price as a nice couch. I mean, if you really think about it, if you went somewhere, it'd be that price. Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. The House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair, Representative Pete Aguilar, addressed how Jenny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, came before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Aguilar said there are many questions for Thomas over her communications with White House officials, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and their alleged efforts to overturn the election. And New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run Wednesday, tying Roger Maris' single-season American League home run record set in 1961. Judge crushed the record-tying home run in the seventh inning off Toronto Blue Jays' Tim Mazza, sending it over the wall at Rogers Center. The 30-year-old had already matched Babe Ruth's total from over 90 years ago and could still surpassed Maris's 61-year-old record, sealing his spot among the all-time baseball greats. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were talking about how various things will help you with the draw stroke, and Dave was discussing his dumbbell routine that he does working with that, and you wanted to get to hand strength as well. I mean, that actually does matter, doesn't it? Hand strength, because you do have to maintain control of the weapon.
Absolutely. And given time and opportunity in the educational realm of shooting pistols, you cannot. Hand strength is invaluable. There's no way you can put a price on having enough to begin with, but more importantly, recognizing the fact that you don't have enough hand strength to function. And it's not just about basically functioning the pistol, like actioning, you know, holding onto the frame and actioning the slide, fully actioning the slide. You should be able to do that with either hand. There's nothing that you shouldn't be able to do right-sided or left-sided. You should be fully ambidextrous. Now, that's a lot easier for some people than others. But coming back to the hand strength issue, see, it really jumps right out at you when you're talking about entry-level shooters or, more importantly, brand-new shooters, brand-new gun owners. You know, they're into their primary goal is to acquire a firearm for self-defense use. So that typically type classifies the handgun being small, blah, blah, blah. Well, the smaller you get in handguns, for example, just a basic Glock 17.
Right.
9mm. Reduce that to the Glock 26 and you lose a massive amount of real estate in respect to where you can hang on to the gun at.
Right.
But the issue with it is it requires, because it's such a small handgun, it makes it that much more difficult to function correctly. But you've got to have the requisite hand strength to control it throughout the various manipulations because it's so small. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Now, dig this. The smaller you, if you're going to keep the cartridge 9mm or above, the smaller you make the handgun, the heavier it's going to have to be sprung. And that's primarily the recoil spring system. And that, in turn, makes actioning the slide that much more difficult. Whether the pistol's in your right hand or your left hand, that shouldn't matter. You need to know the location and function of the controls. And when you start breaking your grip down, I like to think in terms of breaking down not just my firing grip or grips, because I have three firing grips, right? I can use both hands on the gun. So I need to know the location and function of the controls and how to run the gun most efficiently when I have both hands to do it with. And then, of course, right hand only, and then left hand only. I like to break the grips down into control grips for firing grips, because 9 times out of 10, you're controlling the pistol, unless you're firing it. You're controlling it in some manner. If you're not firing it, if you're loading it, there is a requirement to control it in some manner. Tack loading, again, working with your kit and equipment, there's some kind of sequence there, and there's some kind of purpose. So what is it, and do you have the requisite hand strength to perform that task? So in respect to firing pistols, just in this little segment, we've skylined three major issues. Okay, one, being well-rounded or ambidextrous, hand strength, and breaking your grip down into control grips and firing grips. So you work that out, and you will have come a long way.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, let me ask you a question. I shoot with people, and I see a lot of people that are shooting that the gun is actively moving in their grip.
Always. Generally. Unless you're, I can't believe I just blew the dude's name right off the end of my tongue.
Munden?
No, Bob. Well, he's one, Bob Munden. I'm trying to think. He's a current shooter. I used to shoot with the dude.
Michalik?
No, Robert. Bob.
Keller?
I don't think about it so hard, I'll remember. I used to shoot with him on the Pantheon gun team. Bob. Anyway, Bob, Mystery Bob, has phenomenal hand strength, hand and forearm strength. And he uses these Master Crusher hand spring things to strengthen his hands, and he's always done it.
Right.
Done it. He told me he started doing it the day he decided he was going to be somebody in the shooting realm. He started doing it to build his hand strength and forearm strength. And it's phenomenal. I was arm wrestling him one time out at the SHOT Show, and Yeah, he's kind of swaggering around a little bit, and I was like, okay, dude, now you got a picture of this, man. I'm 6'1", 280, and Bob, probably a 150 soaking wet. And we square off on this table to arm wrestle, and we put on a little bit of a show. Bob actually crushed my hand a little bit before we got started, so I knew I was going to have to make this pretty quick or suffer the consequences. And when we got the go code, I actually, Bob never broke his grip on my hand, but when I took him to the table, he came flipping off of his bar seat stool. It was like, go, flip. He didn't have enough weight to even stay in his chair. It was hilarious. And of course, you know, I gave him another go round and gave him an opportunity to hang on to the table. And, then it didn't go so well for me.
Oh.
Phenomenal, strength this young man has.
Well, hang on for me, Phil. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. That is his website. You can follow him at Instagram, sdave_Harrington at Instagram.com. On Facebook at Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. And on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Well worth giving it a shot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And it's just too bad that your last name isn't Heard or something like that, because we could be the nerd with Zeke Heard or something like that. Because we have been geeking out, but we were talking just now about you were talking about how the macro works good, and Zeke has the second biggest hand that has ever shaken mine. and you're tied with Steve Fisher for that, but the biggest hand that's ever shaken mine is Hickok 45. And when I shake his hand, everything down from my elbow down is gone.
Yep.
Just in this massive sea of fingers and palms.
It's like shaking a baseball glove.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so you have found the macro works with you with your very big hand, so I would imagine it would have to work with me. Now, have you ever carried a P365 or the XL?
I've carried the P320, but I haven't carried the 365. I haven't even shot a 365. I'll be honest. I haven't not shot a 365.
They're not bad, but I mean, you know, it just depends. When you're carrying a gun, to me, when you're carrying a gun that small, you are catering to the lowest common denominator. You're hoping that it is, as Jaeger used to say, 3 seconds, 3 feet, 3 rounds.
Right.
But I don't know that would be the gun I would want to take the Dickens shot with. Shots. I don't know that I would want to send 10 shots at 40 yards with that gun. It might be perfect. I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think that would be the gun I would want to use. Now, thinking about it, I have three SIG P320s. I have the full size. I have the M18, which they used to call that the carry size. And then I have the compact size. And to me, the compact, even though it's 15 rounds instead of 17, to me, that is more shootable than the 12-round P365. I've never picked up an XL. I've never seen the macro before. And I just wonder where this becomes where we reach this point of diminishing returns where, with a carry gun, how far, and I mean, does this mean that, like, if I have the P365, I went out and bought it when it first came out, because it's the new hotness.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody says, oh, but we're going to come out with a 365 XL. That's the new hotness. Well, I'll go trade this. What, I only get 40% on that? Thanks. Get me, 40% of my purchase price on it with that and buy me the new hotness.
Right.
Then the macro comes out. That's not, the XL is just not good enough anymore. We got to have the macro.
Right. Right.
And I all along I've got this this 320 compact that just feels like it's got a little bit shorter grip. All of my fingers have a place to go and everything else. It shoots well and 15 rounds, okay, fine. But I have 15. I have spares. I have spare magazines. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder where we sit back and say, okay, that's, I'm glad there's a new gun. And if you don't have a gun yet, that's fine. I'm carrying this one. Thanks very much.
Yeah. You mentioned something before we went to the break about your back.
Yeah.
And I've got back issues as well.
Yeah.
it is bizarre to me that something like a Glock 19 fully loaded can really affect back pain. You know, it's on my hip. It's on my side. How does that happen? But then, like, same thing as you, you know, you switch to something smaller if your back's hurting. I'll switch to carrying, you know, my Glock 43, and it doesn't affect it. And that's bizarre to me. You know, coming from a medical background that I have, I don't understand the mechanism of putting something with weight on your hip. I could, maybe if I carried appendix, I could really go, okay, that's why it's hurting my back, but it's on my hip. How is that affecting my back pain? And it's, you know what, fully loaded, what, a couple pounds? If that?
Well, I mean, you know, a wallet can throw your back out.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. If you have back issues, the littlest things that make you sensitive to it, it's kind of wild.
Well, see, I will go to that smaller gun when my back is giving me issues. But then, you know, it would be just my luck that a Dickens drill would unfold in front of me, and I've got my little cigar. You know, I had a bigger cigar lighter than that P365, and that's the gun I've got. So then I start thinking about off-body carry. All right? Now, there's certain, like, with certain sorts of off-body carry, like every fanny pack that doesn't look like a fanny pack that would actually work is so small and just gives itself away as a gun fanny pack. And then you can't put nothing else in it but the gun. And then you got the bags like the Vertex bags, which are good. The sling bags are pretty good. I have the Transit and the Commuter, right? But the little Transit bag, which is the smallest one, creaks as I walk. Now, I'm fast in it and everything, and I can carry something in it. But the bag part of it that holds the gun is genius, and the bag part of it that would hold anything else for me is rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have tried to do this, and I need to call Nat and get back on this. I approached Tough Products. You're familiar with them?
Yeah.
So I told Nat at Tough Products, I said, Nat, I want a camera bag that I can hide a gun in. Because most of the time when I'm walking around, I'm carrying a camera of some sort. And what I wanted it to do was I wanted to be able to secure a camera and a lens in there to where it wasn't moving around. And right. At the same time, I could hide some spare magazines. But in the back, like the Vertex bags, that was a hidden compartment to hide a gun.
Sure.
So he came out with a sling bag that looks like a ginormous fanny pack. It is the size of a messenger bag, but it opens like a fanny pack. It doesn't have a flap, but it opens. But it is really fast deploying the gun because it's held with a magnetic closure. And I said, it's not important for the whole thing to come out. I just need to be able to pull this back and grab the gun. So we did that, and then I dropped off of that because I want him to do a whole line. I want a full size, a medium, and a fanny pack size. And I want to call this, I said, I don't want it to look tactical. And it doesn't. It looks like a ginormous, it looks like a ridiculously sized fanny pack. The medium-sized one would probably be the best one. But I also said, I want to be able to carry a full-size 1911 in this. So that's probably why it's the size it is. But it also carries a camera.
Or a staccato.
Or a staccato. And
I'm going to drop hints on that staccato until I get one.
I'm going to get you a staccato. I'm going to call Tony Pignano.
I want to geek out to a staccato.
Which one do you want to geek out to? I tell you what, if you were to get the C2, that would put all thoughts of that macro out of your mind. But anyway.
Really? Okay.
I'll work on that. But having said that, I want to call the line Sheep's Clothing.
Okay.
And I have actually run these bags a couple of times. They run well. They carry well. I don't like the I don't like where it's always connected. So I decided to have the strap that slings around you. It actually buckles in the center. So if you had to run it as a fanny pack, it would just look like you had strapped a pilot ejector seat to your butt. It's big.
Gotcha.
It's big. Okay. But, you know, but that's the thing. When you're talking about running around with a bad back, you got two choices. Cigarette lighter size gun or off body.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know of a, do you have a bag that is a good bag to think about? Well, I'm going to run around with this. And
I've actually got a Vertex bag. Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know what it's called, but it's the backpack and then the, it's got like a hidden back compartment.
Is it the Gamut?
Might be.
Gamut 2.0. I've got one of those. I like those, but they're not as fast as the sling packs. But then you carry the sling pack for, I don't know, 15 minutes, and it's killing one shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually use it to carry anything.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's one reason I would have it, because I'm not one of those EDC guys. That's what we'll have to talk about next time is EDC. Have you ever seen some of those EDCs where they get out there and they got three knives and two flashlights and a gun, 15 spare mags?
Oh, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I carry this around in my pockets. I have to wear a belt, but it's welded together.
But we'll definitely need to talk about it, because it is absolutely unreal to carry around all that every day.
Every day. I don't. I came close to carrying a flashlight, and I'm waiting on the replacement to get here, but that's all beside the point. Before I run out of time right now, if you use for another day, promo code FOOL at mgs.edu will get you 22% off your tuition if you're looking to make a career path change. And at that point, it's the same thing as if you went somewhere and bought a very nice couch. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Absolutely. I had fun. Wow, my English is wonderful. I love it.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.